Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. We just finished Robin Story's career confidence, and honestly, it got under my skin. Sophie, have you ever waited for a promotion or a compliment just to feel like you're actually good at your job?
I have, and that's exactly the trap this book names. Robin Story's career confidence isn't about resume tricks. It's about moving from external confidence to internal confidence. External depends on others. Internal is self-generated.
It's a big shift. Yeah, most of us are running on external confidence. A boss's praise or a project win feels great, but when it stops, we crash.
Internal confidence is stable because it doesn't depend on outcomes. It doesn't mean no fear. It means you have a compass that guides you through it.
So how do you actually build that? She starts with the inner critic. I love that she doesn't say think positive. She says that voice is an old story, not a current fact.
You name the critic. You observe it. Then you can say, oh, there's that old story again. That distance is the first act of self-leadership.
Good. Then the evidence log. You collect proof that contradicts the critic. If the critic says you're not a leader, you find a time you let a meeting.
That's not arrogance. It's building a truthful picture. Confidence is built on competence, but you have to own it. The evidence log bridges that gap.
That's a really good way to put it.
And it's a practice. You keep adding to it over time.
The part that got me was take action before you feel ready. I always thought confidence came first, then you act.
She flips it. The action competence confidence loop. You take a small brave action. That action proves you're capable, and that proof builds confidence.
And you start small. She calls them micro acts of courage. Don't give the big presentation first. Speak up in a small meeting. Each win tells your brain you're safe.
The goal isn't to eliminate fear. It's to build a habit of acting despite it.
Exactly. Right. Then there's feedback. For insecure people, any feedback feels like an attack. She gives you a feedback filter.
You separate the giver's intent from the noise. Are they helping you grow or projecting their own stuff? And you separate the behavior from your identity.
A critique of your report isn't a critique of your worth. You become a data collector, asking for specifics. That turns judgment into conversation.
She also reframes imposter syndrome as the imposter experience. It's a normal reaction to being in over your head. The problem is the hiding and overpreparing.
So you focus on getting smarter instead of proving you're smart. You can even say to a new team, I know I have a lot to learn. That vulnerability is confidence.
Exactly. Then self-advocacy. She separates bragging from strategic self-promotion. Bragging inflates the ego. Strategic self-promotion makes your work visible.
I hear you. She gives you the impact statement. You don't say, I worked hard. You say my work led to a 15% increase in efficiency and saved 40 hours a month. That's facts.
And you keep a wins document. You record those statements in real time. It feeds your reviews and negotiations, and it reinforces your evidence log.
That's so practical. But the biggest surprise for me was the physical side. She says you can't think your way to confidence if your body is in chronic stress.
Your nervous system takes over. When you're stressed, you lose access to the rational part of your brain. You literally can't access your confidence.
So she suggests simple somatic practices. Deep breathing, grounding, even power posing. A pre-game routine before high-stakes moments.
3 deep breaths, stand tall, 1 piece of evidence from your log. That calms the fight or flight response.
Right. I'm gonna try that. Then there's career grief. She says career paths are rarely linear, and we face real losses like rejections, layoffs, and missed promotions.
You need to grieve those losses. Trying to power through with positivity only erodes confidence. She suggests a morning ritual, like writing a letter to the lost opportunity.
Processing the loss frees up energy. Then you ask what you learned and what you want now. That's emotional hygiene.
And the book ends with a confidence care package. It might include a playlist, a list of 5 people who believe in you, your evidence log, and a photo of a past win.
When doubt hits, you don't have to fight alone. You have a toolkit ready to go.
So the whole book is about reclaiming your authority. You're the CEO of your professional life. You don't have to wait for validation.
The journey isn't about becoming a different person. It's about uncovering the confident person you've always been.
Yes.
Underneath the doubt and fear, that person is still there.
The one thing I'm taking away is that confidence is a renewable resource. You'll have off days, but you can find your way back.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big idea from Career Confidence is to stop waiting for the world to validate you. Build your internal evidence, take small, brave steps, and the confidence was there all along. We'll see you in the next one.